You know, one of the great things about the excitement about 3D printing was these desktop machines, right, that everyone can view that they could use at their home.
Christopher Williams teaches mechanical engineering at Virginia Tech.
We often joke that the bane of our existence, though, is that everyone thinks that 3D printing is nothing but printing a bunch of Yoda heads out of a low-quality polymer.
Williams runs a design and research space known as the Dreams Lab, and here's why that's the perfect name for this project.
3D printing is much more than just printing children's toys. It really is the future of fabrication and can push the boundaries of what we can currently do.
To get there, Williams went beyond the Dreams Lab to another institute at Tech where they actually make new molecules. Timothy Long's team had been working for the past year to come up with a new substance durable enough for the machines of the future.
The challenge was to 3D print something that had incredibly high thermal stability, you know, something that could withstand temperatures in excess of 600 degrees C. These are the kind of things that go into space. They're the kind of things that, you know, reside in an engine of a car.
Long's team was working with a well-known thin-film polymer called Kapton. It had the heat and cold problems beat, but it can't be formed into a 3D object for printing. And as far as Chris Williams knew, there was no substance on Earth that could.
A year ago, I would be in my classroom and telling students what was not possible and say things like, a polyimide, a fully aromatic polymer, is not printable.
Aromatic in this case doesn't mean it smells good. It refers to a molecule's ability to withstand extreme temperatures.
And then we met Tim and we worked together and his students, and we actually got to sort of erase that line in the sand. And that's what's really exciting about this discovery, that concurrency, that parallel discovery.
They came up with a new molecule that added another dimension, literally, from a 2D thin film to a 3D printer-ready version. It not only handles extreme temperatures, but the sensors and electronics can actually be printed right onto it.
I think what makes this such a quantum leap,
again, Timothy Long,
is that we've taken the completely opposite spectrum of performance. We went from something soft that everyone's doing to something that's incredibly, maybe the highest, thermally stable polymer known to scientists today.
And that comes in handy in several dimensions. There's earthbound electronics like smartphones, which could one day be entirely printable. And there's the possibility of off-planet enterprises as well, says Long. The thin-film version of Kapton is already familiar to NASA for heat-shielding capsules since the Apollo space missions.
But rather than wrapping something in a film, let's make the entire leg of the Apollo module out of that material. Why wrap something when we can actually make the material function both in a structural way as well as a protective way?
Ground control to Major Tom. Lock your Soyuz hatch and put your helmet on.
High-tech industry has already shown interest, patents have been awarded, and the sky's the limit for this space-age polymer that never existed until now. I'm Robbie Harris.
This is ground control to Major Tom. You've reached